Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio here on the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the wonderful Stephen Julian. Stephen, good morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really good. You know why?
Why?
Because as we do the show live here in, the beginning of May,
yes.
I'm getting ready to go on a vacay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I thought you were going to say, because today is May the 4th, 2017, I thought you were going to say that the force is with you. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
Yes.
Well, that too.
But vacation is
that
better.
That too. Vacation. It's going to be a big month. A lot of stuff going on. But excited about our show today, excited about things happening with Business Radio X, our brand new studio for our over in Alpharetta. We got a lot of things happening.
I get to see next week while you're on vacation.
Yeah,
I get to host with John Ray, and then John's going to be here next week hosting with me.
I may come back, and people aren't going to want me back here.
That probably will be the saddle. You know, if we do a good enough job.
Wrong sound effect.
Actually, they weren't cheering for that, Mike. Do you know what that crowd noise was for?
What?
That crowd noise is for Ferritech, because Ferritech is your one source for all toner supplies, printers, copiers, and computers. Whether you need service or repair on your hardware, or you're looking to find the best price and quality on toner supplies, Ferritech has a skilled and knowledgeable team to help you and your company. You can contact them today. They're waiting for your call, 770-582-1188. That's what they were cheering for.
And a shout out to Maria. She's been going through a lot of some health issues recently, and for a while, she's got the all clear.
Back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle herself. So we're all back in the saddle.
There you go. That's why they're cheering. Welcome back, Maria.
That deserves a cheer.
And there's one more reason they're cheering for our guest, right?
Oh, yes. We're here having our little conversation, and we forget that Terry Gatewood is here in the house with Physique Refinements. And Terry is a personal trainer. Would that be a proper thing to say, personal trainer, or is there like a more proper term?
No, that's perfect. We're called coaches, personal training, life coaches, etc.
Okay, so Physique Refinements. Tell us about your company and what you do.
We are a small company located in Suwannee. We're about 3 minutes walking distance from the Suwannee Town Center Park. We're located at 425 Buford Highway. We're in a beautiful shop called the Shops at the Old Town. That's the name of the building. On the corner of this building is Marco's Pizza. We're located on the second floor. We're 1,800 square feet. We have all the latest equipment and cardiovascular equipment. And we have a beautiful shower. We keep it clean, sparkling clean.
That's good to know.
That's good to know.
That's very important.
So you get a challenge every day when you're going to, let's say you're going to see Terry to get trained,
right?
And there's a pizza place. Do I go in the pizza place?
No.
And forget the training, or do I go get trained?
Go up the stairs. So get a little cardio up the stairs.
A little cardio up the stairs.
And they get more work inside Physique Refinement.
Every day you're challenged.
Absolutely.
Love to hear your story. Tell us about how you got to where you are today and why you decided to start this business.
Oh, Mike, beautiful question. It all started some 30 years ago. I was in the military, 22 years in the military, retired honorably, and I was a drill sergeant. And that's when it all began. That's when the sparkle began, how you can motivate a man, change a woman's attitude, increase the heightened readiness, taking men and women to another different level. I had the golden opportunity to train over 2,000 ROTC cadets, high school and collegiate, over 3,000 men and women to get ready for whatever life challenges for to our country.
And you talk about transforming people and what you do today. And people go, oh, what? You're helping people just lose 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds. In some cases, you're changing people's lives. And I'm sure you've probably got some incredible stories that you could share.
Oh, my God. One that sticks out the most is Patricia Martin Holt. This young lady, she is an author. She wrote the book, The Committee of One. And she talks about the refugees. But here's the story. She told me one day that she's about to have a pacemaker. Oh, Miss Pat, you can't have a pacemaker. Well, they're going to give me a pacemaker. What's going on? Well, my heart is not retrieving right. I said, well, okay, we'll start training. So I created a program. I created a specialized program that would train her heart to elevate and to retrieve in a safety way. And so 3 months gone by, she's scheduled for this appointment. She went to the cardiologist, and the cardiologist told her, these are the three devices we're going to insert in your body. And she begged for another test. She begged for another test. And the doctor said, okay, fine, I'm going to give you another test. Put on the treadmill at the highest level possible. She came back down, and he was shocked. He was stunned that her heart elevated to us above level and retrieved back in a normal level. Miss Pat, you continue what you're doing. That's a good story.
Nice. Man, that is a great story. So, Terry, I get the pleasure of asking hopefully the only boring question of the day. And it's based on the story of Miss Pat and some of the other stories that you probably haven't told yet, but might be able to in this interview. Some people, when they work with a personal trainer, they want to know, well, what kind of certifications you have? You develop this program to help her heart. Well, what kind of your background as a drill sergeant certainly helps. But what's the official professional certification that you got?
You got to have a personal training certification. My certifications are personal training certification, strength training certification, training with elders, training with the with kids, rehab training, water aerobics training, groups training. I have all those certifications.
So your military background carried over into this professional background because you went, the more training I can get, the better. I can handle any situation. You're prepared for any situation.
It was my main foundation.
I love it. That's good.
Well, as a trainer, what do you see as your toughest challenge in that role?
Oh, Mike. And I'm going to tell you, the toughest challenge that I see in my role is people who sabotage their success. And this means this. You can have a group of people and you're training them and you hope for the best for them. But at the end of the day, they're at the table, their own table, and they don't know when to push away. They don't know how to push away. And it's sad to say that over four decades, the country has been labeled as the largest or the obesity.
Most obese.
Most right. obese in yeah. our country. It's attributed to nutrition, lack of exercise, a lack of caring. We have a solution for this. Our solution, I was telling my wife today, our solution for this is going to be this. We're going to develop a program. We're going to call it Coach Me P or Coach Me T. And what this program does is a life coaching solution. It helps one another to do what's right, to think what's right, and think outside the box and not carry weight on their back, stressful weight on their back, and thinking that nobody don't care, that there is somebody that care. When people come to see us, they know they care. So there's somebody there that's waiting for us. There's somebody that's going to care about me. So we want to also incorporate self-esteem boosting. There's people walking around today, they carry a facade. But behind that facade is somebody's in their lowest level, and we were trying to help them to boost their self-esteem.
We talk about the challenges. One of the questions I want to ask too about this may be a challenge for you coming from the military background, where you had these men and women 24/7.
Yes, sir.
You were in charge of what they ate,
yes,
what
sir.
They did when they woke up, everything. Here, you have them 1, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it is, you know, a day in the gym, and that's it. That's got to be a bit of a challenge because you can't control them 24/7, what they're eating, how they're acting, and so forth. Are they getting enough sleep, all that stuff. So that probably had to be a little bit of a challenge for you.
That is a challenge. And that's why when we sit down and have our consultation, each member has an opportunity to write down 5 things that they like to try to achieve. And we use those goals, our goals. So now the goals that you had mentioned to us that you want to have, they become our goals. So as a team together, we're gonna fight this battle together. If you're trying to lose 10 pounds, we are trying to lose 10 pounds. If you're trying to lose 5 pounds of weight, we are trying to lose 5 pounds of weight. And when you do achieve your goal, we both walk down that road of success.
Hmm. Now, again, I'm going to go back to your background as a drill sergeant. I think to some people, because I know it was probably one of my first thoughts, was, ooh, a drill sergeant as a fitness trainer, fitness coach, life coach, that would be great. And then I also go, ooh, wait a minute, that might be tough too. What were some of the things that you learned from being a drill sergeant in the military that translate very easily and very well into helping somebody achieve fitness goals? And also, what adjustment have you had to make from being a drill sergeant? Because I think some people have that picture of a drill sergeant just in your ear screaming, yelling, that kind of stuff. Were there some things that you went, okay, that might have worked in the military, but I got to make it different when I'm working with the private sector?
That's a good question. And that question comes from this. So number one, I'm a people's person.
Yeah.
And everybody is different. And everybody's treated different. Everybody come off the different kind of ways. And so you turn a different kind of way approach.
That you find different ways to motivate different people based on who they are.
Based on who they are.
I think it's great.
Everybody has limitations. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So hope I answered that question.
Yeah, that's it. Now, going back to your military background, what was being a drill sergeant? What do you try to bring from that? Because I guess my first thought would be in the military, and I don't have military background, so I might be speaking out of turn, but the things you help people recognize what they can achieve.
Their
both
confidence.
By themselves and together.
Their confidence.
Yeah.
If I can build their confidence, and that same confidence drive that I've taught when I was a drill sergeant in the military, it's the same confidence that I teach.
That's an awesome answer. Yeah, I can see that. So people lacking confidence, and as they gain confidence, they see themselves achieve their
goals.
Oh, God,
yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There's a lot of folks out there that are physical trainers, personal trainers, and so forth. Obviously, your military background separates you maybe from some of those, but what are some other things that maybe differentiate you from some of the other trainers that are out there?
Another good question.
I'm up on you. Two good questions to one, Stephen.
You're not allowed to publicly say that in front of the guests, so that subtracts 2 points from you. Sorry, Terry.
It's never guesswork with us. It's never guesswork. We don't have a program that one size fits all. That's number one. We establish a relationship with our clients by listening, and that begins at the consultation table. When they've completed that form, the goals they're trying to achieve, we're listening to them, and then they're listening to us. We try to build trust, and that trust goes both ways. And once we have all that those ingredients in one syllable, if you will, then we start to begin to see the behavior of the person. In the beginning, it's the personality of the person. We're both persons, and we exchange personalities. After the personality has, as we pass that stage, then we go into learning the character of the person, the behavior of the person. Because there's some things that was never mentioned on the floor that we might see on the training floor. So from that, we will build a trust between the two of us. Then confidence comes behind that. And then from that comes the goals achieved. And there is something that people can't do or somebody gets injured, then I took upon my own self and created a professional care team. And in my community in Suwannee, I have a chiropractor that I go to, that I send people to. His name is Richard Collins, Dr. Richard Collins. And there's a deep tissue guy who I send people to. His name is Lucas Fajikiwa. And this guy is excellent in what he does. Then, of course, everyone has their own family physician. So I even go on the extra step to help people when I need to go to my own family physician. I will even pay the copay to learn how to help somebody, for instance, with sickle cell. How do I train somebody with sickle cell? So we go above and beyond what other trainers don't do.
And to piggyback on that too, not all personal trainers are alike. So I asked you, what makes you a little bit different? You may have that conversation. You talked about personalities where it just may not jive.
Right.
And maybe you're not the right person for this person, which is fine.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that because most guys don't want to be trained by another guy. They want to be trained by another woman. They're more comfortable. Most women want to be trained by another woman. They're most comfortable. In that case, if we run into that barrier, we have other people who we can reach out to.
Yeah. And some people might need to be kicked in the butt, and some want to be pampered a little bit more. Oh, you can do it. Just everyone's a little bit different. So I would think that might be their part of it as well. Also, there are some that are really strong in nutrition or strong in just weight loss or strong in adding muscle. Do you have anything that you would consider maybe this is kind of one of my specialties?
My specialty, I'm a culinary specialist to begin with. I joined the military with culinary interests. And I took that level to the highest level.
Because you started out like as a cook.
I started as a cook.
And eventually became a drill sergeant.
And right into the drill sergeant. I mean, I got apples and oranges that mesh that works together. And I'm telling you, being the culinary, I have the nutrition background. Being a drill sergeant, I had the motivation background. I had the functional training background. And to add, I was a bodybuilder. I became a national champion. So I have weight training behind me. So my specialty And the gym, I am a dumbbell, barbell, special conditioning trainer. I'm all that.
Did he call himself a dumbbell?
He did. I think so. A dumbbell specialist, which is a good one. We're speaking with Terry Gatewood. He is the president of Physique Refinements. They're located at 425 Buford Highway at the second level of the shops at Old Town. You have to apparently pass by Marco's Pizza.
That's
what Mike pointed out.
That's a test every day. I mean, that's half the battle. You walk by Marco's Pizza without getting a slice.
If you go through Suwanee Town Center, before you get to the shops at Old Town, you got to go buy Mellow Mushroom and Ippolito's we'll stop there.
20 anyway, Part Tavern.
If they walk through your door, they've already won the battle.
That's right. So like I said, Terry Gatewood with Physique Refinement. So one of the things I wanted to ask you is just kind of to clarify a couple of details. At Physique Refinements, is it only one-on-one training or are there classes that people can join?
They're both.
Okay.
They're both.
So there's one-on-one training, then there's classes. Then the last question is, this is also, I assume there is not the ability to, I know what I want to do, or I've worked with you and I just want to come in and work out on my own. Is that available as well?
That is not available at my studio. No.
So it is a studio where it's training. So this is where you go to.
Personalized. Yeah.
Good. Talk about your studio. What would people see if they walk through your doors?
Number one, they're going to smell cleanness. Everyone wants to smell cleanness.
The showers. Clean.
Showers.
I heard that exactly. At the very beginning.
Yes. State-of-the-art equipment, very distributed or placed in the facility. It has a lot of walk-in space. There are training boards that with training programs. And on those training programs are programs that they're called like My Goodies, Tomi, Sabotage. And these programs, they do different things for different people. There might be a person come in and say, well, I want to work on my lower body. Well, that's My Goodies. My Goodies is everything from the waist down. Somebody might say, well, I want a program to work my upper body. Well, no, we got that. So that program's called Tone Me. So that's everything from the waist up. Then there's a program called the Sabotage, and that is the entire body. Now, we also offer training solution for the one-on-one, and these people, their programs are specific design and customized for that individual. And everyone is different.
These days, the boot camp is the big thing. You know,
yes.
People get in the groups. Talk about more about your group classes.
My group classes are, number one, they're never more than six people. Why? Because I try to keep my classes small. I want to make sure that everybody gets the same attention as the first person. So they're an hour in length. Everybody's different. Like I keep mentioning that. There are some people are not as conditioned as others, but they're all treated the same. And everybody will leave in the same. We start on time, we end on time. And so when people are caught behind on time, but they're not really caught up behind time. So we teach everybody, doesn't matter what condition they are, they can take a group class.
What's the time frame of when the earliest time somebody could be in the studio and the latest time and when you guys open, I guess?
Our hour starts at 5:30 a.m. and we close our doors at 7:30 p.m. We offer anywhere from 12 to 15 group classes every day.
Terry does more before 7:30 in the morning than you do all day long.
Yeah,
remember the old commercial?
Amen to that. Now, are you the only trainer available or are there other trainers available?
Myself and my wife, we're the two trainers in there. We're also looking for trainers, but we're not looking for trainers that are experienced. I want trainers who I can teach, who I can mold.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
See, Terry could look at me right now and tell me to do 20 push-ups and I would go, yes, sir, and get down and do them.
Right. I won't say what happened if he told me to. I'd run from the room, but... Sounds like I might need to work with Terry.
Right. Where do you see, you know, how long have you been in business now, Terry?
I've been in business now 19 years.
19 years.
19
and years. After 22 but you years got, in the military.
I went in the military in 1975.
But your location in Suwanee is fairly new location.
Yes, it is.
What do you see? What are your plans? Do you see this growing? What's Terry going to be doing 5 years from now? What's Physique Refinements going to look like?
My five-year plan is this. There's programs out there called the Mud Run. There's programs out there called the Savage Run.
Yeah.
And we're in the middle of creating Ambush. So Ambush is going to be in the neck running next. It's going to be in the neck running against Sabotage, against the Mud Run and Savage Run. And also seeing Physique Refinements multiplying in four locations, not just one location.
What do you say to that one person who's listening right now and they're like, man, I know I need to get in shape, but I just don't have the time. Is it really going to help me? The guy that's on the fence right now.
I keep starting and failing. I mean, you've heard all the excuses.
And I've seen it all.
Yeah.
What do you say to that person? He's shaking his head right now.
I'm shaking my head. I mean, I've seen it before. I have people come to me and they're, they buy a certain amount of classes and then they fall off the wagon and you can't get them back in. I don't care what you do, you can't get them back in. You keep reaching out to them. You keep reaching out to them as a friend or can we meet somewhere? Or do you go to church? Or do you do coffee? Can we have a burger? Anything. You try to reach out back out to them, try to get them back in. If they don't come back in, sometimes some things are just left alone and leave them alone. They may be going through a crisis or whatever. I don't know. But with me, the doors never close. The door swings both ways. So if that person, if you're the person who I'm talking to, and you decide you want to come back and don't know how, the door swings wide open.
I think the one thing I hope our listeners are picking up on is Terry Gatewood is in your corner.
Most definitely.
He will do everything he can.
Sure, we should have a little passion, don't you?
Yeah, boy, man. Just
show a little
Terry,
passion.
I can give you classes on the side to work on the passion in your voice because it only comes through at about 780%. So we can boost that up to 782.
Because what you're doing, and I don't want to over dramatize or overemphasize, but in some cases it could be life or death. Definitely quality of life. I mean, you can change people's quality of life, no question.
And I have done it in spades. One lady, I don't want to call names out. I call one name out, Miss Pat, but there's one lady who sticks out in my mind. She had a box of medicines. And I said, you know, what I'm going to try to do with you in the next 6 months is to wing you off this medicine. We're going to do it by way of reducing the strength of the medicine first and show to the doctor that you can survive with half the strength of the medicine. And then if you can prove that, then you're going to start winging that stuff off. And I've done it so many different times. I can't even count how many people who I've helped eliminate high blood pressure or thyroid issues or issues in their groin. There's so many. But, you know, God gave us these tools. He gave you guys the tools to communicate. He gave me the tools to help people. And this is what I do. I love what I do. I wake up with the energy and the gumptions to go out there and help somebody. Lord, please bring me somebody who I can help. That's my prayer every morning.
That's why we do this show, too, to share stories like this of business people in our community, like Terry. That's why we do Gwinnett Business Radio.
You know, both of you guys are preaching right now. If you don't stop, I'm going to call for the special music and the offering, and we'll close this church service.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
I'll pull out a verse. All right. I like it. Man.
Most important question right now, Terry, for those that like, you know what? I need to speak to this guy. I mean, he has captured me. How can they get in touch with you? How can they find out more information about Physique Refinements?
We are at physiquerefinements.com. Telephone number 678-232-9795. Website, physiquerefinements.com. Facebook.
Is there a cost to have a conversation, a consultation to say, here's what I kind of want. Can you help me?
I am approachable. I'm coachable. I'm here for you. Sit down here and we can sit down and talk for days. I will get you in that gym or I will train you at this table.
Wow. And just as a clarification, you are one of the coaches and your wife Penny's is the other coach, correct?
Oh, let me tell you something. I can't speak enough of my wife. She shines like the sun. She took a young lady, 16 years old, special needs, and she turned this baby around like God was just in her doing it for her. I've never seen a young lady at her level of dependency, but Miss Penny, she's called her, Miss Penny. And my baby, my wife, she trained this young girl for 3 years. When she came to us, she had brittle bones. She was always breaking everything on her body. Now today, she's doing chin-ups. She's learning how to jump rope. She's jumping off on the bocce ball. She's pulling things. She's curling more than it scares me. I just walk out the gym. But she is that good, that confidence with that baby, and they love each other. And then the whole family is so engaged with this child because they know where she came from. See, they know where she came from. And the teacher's like, oh my God, Zara, you are so special. Look at those arms, girl. Look at your back. She doesn't walk up the stairs. She runs up the stairs. And before her provider, her sister, she bought her a three-wheeler, but now she's riding a two-wheeler. That says a whole lot.
Man.
I want to have a beer with Terry. Just hear more stories.
Listen, I was over here thinking I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but Terry Gatewood helps too. So how's that?
Exactly.
That's your tagline.
Thanks, Stephen.
Terry, want to thank you very much for coming in.
Mike,
and
thank
jumping
you.
Jumping on the show. It's a pleasure to hear the stories. Wish you continued success as well.
Thank you, Mike.
So there you go. Terry Gatewood, physiquerefinements.com. also at 425 Beaufort Highway. Mike, I have a special treat for you and Terry. We're not passing the offering plate, but we do have a little bit of special music. Because I want to remind you that we are in broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And Subaru of Gwinnett sells Subaru cars. And Mike, you know that because love is what makes a Subaru. You can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruGwinnett.com. Join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Now, for this last part, I feel like my voice has got to get lower as I keep reading. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
You and Trey make these plans how you want to do these live reads. And interesting.
Subaru of Gwinnett can thank us for that.
Okay.
Trey, I think Mike wants you.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Yeah. We do love our folks at Subaru as well from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. All right, well, that does it for our show today. A reminder that you can listen to this show anytime you want. It's going to be up on the website at GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com 24/7. If you need some inspiration, want to hear Terry's story again, you can just listen to this show or any of our other shows by going to the website, GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're all over there. You can download this show on iTunes. You can get us all over the place. You can't get away. It's like a rash. You know, we're all over you.
Gwinnett Business Radio, we're just like a rash.
That's going to be our
catchphrase. That might not be the best tagline, no. Mike. We got to work on it. I'm taking the award away for that one. That's
Gwinnett
bad.
Business Radio, you can get a prescription for that. All right. Want to thank Steven. Want to thank Terry. And, of course, our producer, Trey. I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio, where you can get a prescription for that.
I'm itchy.
Be the man. You gotta beat the man! Woo!